Street, and they're being stopped in Section 44. And my colleagues tell me that the police officer searched them and said they could only stay there if it was breaking news. And they were like, to find breaking news, I define it, said the police officer. You know, we're kind of getting to that situation. One of the photographers tried to document the police numbers on their lapels, and he was threatened to have his camera taken off him. You know, we've got no problem showing our press cards, identifying ourselves as media, but most of the interaction with the police and the media go beyond this. There was a suspicion that that group of photographers and Sky news crew, that the police were acting on the direct direction of Downing Street, because they feel like the images swapped through the bars. I don't remember if you remember seeing them in the papers of Gordon Brown and so on. The police have acknowledged in the ACMO police media guidelines that members of the media have a duty to take photographs and film incidents, and we have no legal power or moral responsibility to prevent or restrict what they record. It's a matter for the editors to control what is published or broadcast, not the police. Once the images are recorded, we have no power to delete or confiscate them without a court order, even if they think they contain damaging or useful evidence. However, journalists are increasingly threatened with jail under anti-terrorism legislation for not revealing sources, and photographers are routinely impeded, harassed, assaulted, and monitored by the police. Just this week, we've had a journalist and NEJ member, Susan Breen, who's the Northern Ireland editor of the Dublin-based Sunday Tribune. She won a victory in the court. She was facing 6 months to 5 years in jail if she refused via a production order under the Terrorism Act to surrender confidential material relating to articles she wrote about the RIA and the shooting of two British soldiers. You know, the security services are trying to turn journalists into intelligence gatherers for the state, and this is clearly unacceptable and a grave threat to press freedom. 18 minutes ago, we saw this Met poster here, the one on the left. You know, as a campaign by the Metropolitan Police, and we decided to organise, get ourselves a bit organised, get together. Amongst the things that we produced, David Hoffman produced this subversion of the poster. I don't know if everyone can read it. And we had a little protest, it wasn't a protest exactly. Jeremy Deer, General Secretary of the NEJ, held a lone protest whereby we called upon photographers to come down and photograph him, with a press freedom banner. You know, also a number of colleagues were getting harassed on the streets, as Dave just said, and followed by the Ford intelligence team. And we decided that we wanted to challenge this legally through our union and to raise the issue in the media. Just recently, I received an apology from the Kent Police for my treatment whilst covering the climate camp in Kingsnorth last summer, where they admitted to operational issues in the policing of the event regarding the press there. The police stopped and searched me on four occasions, three times in one day, which happened to be my birthday, so I wasn't best pleased, detaining me for over 2 hours. My press card was confiscated on the grounds it didn't look authentic, and along with other journalists, after the photographing violent arrest, actually, interestingly, of some anti-fit protesters, they go around photographing the fit photographing protesters. I was detained for an hour, being searched on the way out, and then we were followed to a McDonald's down the road where we were all filing images, the spaghetti photographers, AFP and so on, where the Ford intelligence team filmed us through the window, which was absolutely outrageous. My colleagues Mark Ballet and Paul Lewis did an excellent job of exposing this in The Guardian, and the police had contempt for our profession. In February of this year, hundreds of photographers, as you saw in the little slide show there, staged a mass photography event outside New Scotland Yard to mark the enforcement date of Section 76 of the Counter-Terrorism Act. The I'm a Photographer, Not a Terrorist event, organised by NEJ members, highlighted the fact that the new law could be invoked to prevent the media and the public from taking pictures of the police. We produced little I'm a Photographer, Not a Terrorist badges, and hundreds of